Okay, we'll get back into the classroom again.
好，我们现在回到课堂上面来。
Okay, so welcome back, everybody.
好，欢迎大家回来。
We just had a question come through from, I think everybody can see that on the Zoom group chat.
大家可能都已经在荧幕上看到有一个问题。
Just to answer the question a little bit, now, we don't know people's motivation when they want to give you something.
好。那他想要先简单的说明一下这个状态哈，就是当人家把钱要给你的时候，你其实不是如果不是很清楚他的动机。
And the general principle is that God does provide for everything. You don't need to rely or trust other people to provide you with the things that you need.
基本的概念是上帝会提供一切，所以你其实不需要任何人来给你钱来做这些事的。
But then having said that, God will use people to provide for you.
但是呢，上帝其实是经由人来提供到你身上，到你这边来。
For example, as a missionary, myself and my family, we're provided through by the churches and we have sponsors in the United States.
那就像他来说的话，他的资源是来自于，就他家庭整个他们一起在做传福音，真正的资源是来自美国的一个教会。
These people have made it very clear to myself and to the mission organization that we work through is that the reason they provide financial support is because they appreciate the word of God and they want to see the word of God, we say, disseminated, spread around other countries.
好，那而那些捐助，他们这些在海外传福音的这些捐助人都非常非常清楚，他们是因为感激这些上帝的这些话语的这个，所以他们也想要把这样的一个福音传给世界各地的人，所以才会捐赠到教会来支持这些传教士出来。
And the Bible will teach that this is a correct motivation.
然后圣经是教我们说这是正确的一个动机。
It's like when people provide to the church, to their local church, when they put the offerings in the bag or a box or something like that.
所以呢，他们呢在教会里面就会做捐献，可能丢到箱子里啊等等的这个方式。
It costs money to run a church.
的确要经营一个教会是需要一些费用的。
And most importantly, and the most important component of a church is the pastor who provides the messages for his congregation. So he needs to be provided with a good salary.
然后更重要的事情是在一个教会里的牧师，他其实是要提供各种讯息跟教导给他的这些会众，而这些牧师也是需要生活费的。
Okay. Now, for people that are out evangelizing to the unbelievers,If you're evangelizing an unbeliever and then as an unbeliever, they provide you with money, you have to question what is their motivation? This person is an unbeliever.
好，那但是呢，如果我们在跟非教徒、非信徒传教的时候，传福音的时候，那他要拿捐献给你的时候，你就要怀疑他的动机是什么。
Now, what it looks like is they're saying, well, this person is speaking, from their God and from their Bible. Maybe if I give to this person some money, their God will bless me.
因为他有可能会误会说这些人是代表这个上帝的，所以我把钱给了他，就代表上帝会祝福我。
And maybe this person's God will even get me some credit, some way to get to heaven.
也许这些传福音给我的人会让我如果把钱给了他会让我得分让我比较容易上天堂。
Now, it's very difficult to know exactly what people are thinking unless they tell you.
那这些想法你其实很难理解除非他很清楚地告诉你。
If the person gives you money and then says, I hope your God will bless me, then you know that this person has a wrong attitude towards the gospel.
如果有一个人跟你讲说，哎，我给你钱是希望上帝可以因此祝福我的话，那你就很清楚他搞错了。
Okay, so really, what you'd expect is that when people are going to provide money for some kind of a ministry, it should be that they're well motivated. They're motivated because they have a love for God already. They know that God has provided for them, and they want to see that the God's servants are provided for.
所以呢，对于这种一些服事来讲哈，我们是期待我们的服事的对象他已经是爱主的，而且呢，他也知道主 是来提供了他一切。
Again, it comes back to the motivation. If the person's not saved, they don't have this correct motivation.
好，所以呢，讲到所谓的动机，如果这个人他还没有被救赎，还没有被救，没有得到救恩的话，他其实是不可能有正确的动机。
And it's the same for new Christians. New Christians really can't give with correct motivation because they haven't developed a strong love for God.
而对于新信的信徒，他们也不见得会有正确的这个动机，因为他们还没有学到这些上帝给的话语。
But you know, whether you receive money or whether you're giving money in the name of God, as it were, that's something you have to decide from your own soul. There's no real rules except the fact that you need to understand that motivation is the key.
好，所以呢，对于你要不要接受人家的捐赠这件事情的重点是在你的魂里面，是不是很清楚？好，别人的这个动机是什么？
It's in 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says that God loves, and if you look at the Greek translation, it's like a well-motivated giver.
哥林多后书第九章第七节讲到的是说，所有的人都要不要为难的去做捐献，他必须是非常开心的。神是希望大家的乐捐是开心的乐捐，神才会欢喜。
Okay.Remember, we're in the church age, we don't have to give 10% anymore. That's a false concept, giving 10% to the church.
This is challenging.
No, it's totally wrong. It's not a challenge, it's wrong.
他说，教会时期的人，我们现在都在教会时期。什么是教会时期？就是从那个圣灵降临。好，就是那个耶稣死后40天，圣灵降临后，开始我们就进入了教会时期不应该再做十分之一的这个捐献。
That 10% was a tax regarding the Levitical priesthood. See, the word tithes literally means 10%. It's a 10% tax to be paid to the temple.
因为在旧约的时期，所谓的十一奉献，那个其实是所谓的税，是要给教堂的税。
In the Old Testament, everybody had to pay that. Whether you were a believer or an unbeliever, you had to pay the 10%.
而在旧约时期呢，不论你是信神与不信神，每一个人都一定要付这个税。
And there's nowhere in the New Testament that says you have to pay 10%.
然后在新约的里面，从来没有讲过一句话说我们应该要捐十分之一。
But instead we have the 2 Corinthians 9:7, this verse, for example. That's the principle, that's the standard.
而且在哥林多后书的九章第七节很清楚地告诉我们，他的原则，捐献的原则应该是自由乐捐的。
So if you want to give nothing, that's okay.
所以你不给一毛钱都是 OK 的。
If you want to give 100%, that's okay as well.
你想百分之百的收入都捐出来也是 OK 的。
But what's your motivation?
但是你的动机是什么？
See, some people that they might give nothing because they think, well, you know, I don't have much money and God's not going to provide for me. But that's not the right attitude.
如果有人认为如果我什么都不捐，上帝可能就不会祝福我，什么都不会给我，那就是错的一个看法。
And some people think, if I give 100%, then God will give me back 200%.
那有些人以为他把他所有的都捐了，百分之百都捐了，那上帝会给他双倍的。
Well,
这个也是错的。
That's the wrong motivation as well.
这都是错误的动机。
Okay, so, but he loves a cheerful giver, or it could be translated, a well-motivated giver.
这边讲的说这个欢喜乐捐的这个概念，其实就是一个换一种说法，就是要是上帝会喜欢的是他的动机正确的捐献。
And what God is saying in this verse is it's up to you.
所以上帝讲什么，他就是完全看你自己。
That's what the spiritual life is all about. It's up to you.
这就是所谓的灵性生活的所有的概念，就是看你自己。
Yeah, you have your freedom. God has given you free will and you can choose.
你是有自由意志，你可以选择你要怎么做的。
You can choose whether you believe in Jesus or not.
你可以选择你要不要相信耶稣。
You can choose whether you want to come to Bible class and learn the Word of God or not.
你可以决定你要不要来上这个圣经课，要不要相信上帝给的话语。
As you're learning the Word of God, you can choose whether you want to use it, whether you want to apply it in your situations or not.
你可以学了上帝的话语以后，你还要决定你要不要把它用在你的生活中。
And as long as you make good decisions, if you make the right decisions, then you're going to get good consequences. You're going to be blessed.
如果你下了对的好的决定，那就会有一连串的连锁的好事要发生。
And again, we say good decisions, but it has to be with the right motivation.
所谓好事，好的决定，意思也是要有好的动机。
That's under the concept of a right thing in a right way.
这就是所谓好的动机，就是做对的事，用对的方法。
You can always do the right thing in a wrong way.
你也可以做对的事，但是用了错的方法。
See, for example, like giving to a charity, you can take some money and give it to a charity. That could be the right thing. That's a good thing. Helping the orphans, helping the widows.
也许你给钱给到了一些所谓的这些慈善机构，给这些孤儿，那这可能就是一个对的方式。
But maybe you're doing it because you have some big sins in your life and you feel guilty about that and you want to avoid the discipline from God.
但是也有可能你是因为你觉得你有一些罪，所以你要你奉献是为了能够避免上帝处罚你。
And you think, well, if I give lots of money to the orphans and to the widows, then God won't discipline me anymore.
你可能以为你给了一些孤儿寡母的，你就不会被上帝处罚。That's not right.
That's not right. That's wrong.
You didn't say that. 但这是错的一个动机。
Yeah, so yeah, again, it could be the right thing or doing a good thing, but in a wrong way.
可能你做的是对的事，但你却因为不坏的动机而让这整件事都叫做错的方法。
Okay, and the best reason for doing anything again, and this comes up time and time again in scripture, is love for God. That's your motivation.
但是不论怎么样，最基础的概念就是你的所有的动机是来自于你爱神。
Okay, so yeah, that's why we come to Bible class, and that's why we apply doctrines because we love God.
而我们来上圣经课，然后我们把神的话语用在生活上，都是因为我们爱神。
Actually, you know, love for God goes up in level. So, you know, as a new believer, you don't have much truth, you don't know much about God, so you can only love Him a little bit.
所谓的爱是有不同的层级的。对于一个刚刚信主的人，他很可能他对于真理的认知是很少的，所以他怎么样的对神的爱都是属比较低的阶层。
But as you keep learning about God and His character, who He is and what He's done for us, then that love increases, and the gratitude or the appreciation for God that increases.
那但是当我们越了解神，越了解他的特质。然后你就越来越感激，那你在这个感激中，你对他的爱就越来越多。
And your love for God is tested.
而你对神的爱也一样是会被试探的。
And this is sort of the same concept I said before, that the Word of God is going to be tested in your soul.
就像刚才讲的，这个所谓上帝的话语，也一样会在我们的魂中会被测试，会被试探。
But also your love for God, your faithfulness and devotion to God.
而你的爱对于神的爱也一样是在看你对神 的爱你的投入有多少。
And like Jesus said to his disciples in John 14:15,
就像耶稣对他的这个学生们说的话在约翰福音14章15节。
He said, if you love me,
如果你爱我
you will keep my commandments.
你就会守我的戒律。
That's a really interesting verse and we need to spend some time on that one day.
这是一个非常非常有趣的一个金句，那我们将来一定要花时间好好的解这一句。
Okay. Because actually, in the English and the Chinese, they don't give a very good translation.
不止中文的翻译不怎么样啊，英文的翻译也不是很好。
And actually, even the English doesn't make sense.
英文的这个翻译基本上根本没有道理。
Because it's like saying, if you love me, maybe you do, maybe you don't, then as a command, keep my commandments.
它上面写说，如果你爱我，在中英文来讲也是这样讲的，就是要守住我对你们的戒律。
Because the Greek is a little bit complex, it needs a bit of analysis.
好，那但是在希腊文里面呢，它是一个很复杂的一个句子，需要一些分析的。
Okay, but the true translation, or the correct translation, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Meaning, if you do really love me, then you'll do what I tell you. That becomes the evidence. That's the proof that you love me, is that you're keeping my commandments. So again, if you love me, and then it's a statement, you will keep my commandments.
哦，他在讲说哈，希腊文他真正的那个词态要很注意哦，就说他这个是一个，应该是说有状况哈，就当你真正爱我的话，你的确就会做到，能够保证做到我给你的命令。
I don't want to spend too much time on this now. It's not the subject.
因为这也不是我们的主题，我们也不能花太多时间讲这一句哈。
But just so you understand it, we have what's called a third-class conditional sentence.
你要先了解所谓的第三级
a conditional sentence
的这个状况句。
Okay, we had this in 1 John 1:9.
就像约翰一书的第一章第九节的那一句话。
Remember in that, if you name your sins,
如果你认你的罪。
And that's maybe you will, maybe you won't.
意思是说你有可能做到，也有可能没做到。
Some people name their sins to God, some people don't.
有些人会对神认罪，有些人不对神认罪。
Okay, but if you do name your sins to God, he forgives you of your sins.
如果你做到对神认罪，他就会让你的罪都被洗清。
Okay, and here in the Greek you have the same. So it's saying, if you love me, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
所以这一句话呢，其实就是一个所谓有一个状况句，就是在这一句里面，如果你爱我，意思是说你也可能不爱我。
But here's the test.
这是一个测试。
If you do love me, you will keep my commandments, meaning you will obey me.
如果你真的爱我，你就会顺服于我，你就会做到我对你的戒令。
And you have this word here, this is tereo. Okay, and tereo, if we look down here, it says that you will guard, that they translate as guard, to hold fast or to keep, which means you're going to obey. You know the commandments, and then you do these commandments because you love Jesus.
好，所以他那个所谓的守这个戒律，这个守字哈，在这个希腊文翻译来讲呢，它有守的意思，它也有这种就是说护卫的意思。好，所以它其实就是说，你如果爱我的话，你就会护卫，也会守我对你的戒令。
It means, yeah, you're faithful to Jesus, you're faithful to God because you love him.
你会信服于神，因为你爱他。
Regardless of what the test is, so there could be a lot of pressure to try to get you not to obey God.
这里面就是包含了非常非常多的测试，他要让你确定这个测试能够看出你到底有多么的爱神。
For example, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33, he says, don't worry.
就像马太福音里面讲的第六章31到33节，他说不要担心。
He's talking to the Jewish people there, and they were worried, especially with the Roman people there, that they were going to be persecuted, that they were going to lose their homes, that they wouldn't have anything to eat.
因为马太福音第六章前面讲到，就是说，他们这些信徒们很担心这些罗马人会让他们没家没饭吃。
Okay, and actually, it's interesting that if you look in the Greek, it's not saying do not worry, but he's saying stop worrying, which means that they already are worrying, and he's trying to tell them, you have to stop this.
好，其实在希腊文里面，他不是说你不要忧虑，他是说停止忧虑。真正的翻译应该是停止忧虑。
And there's actually a lot of passages where it looks like Jesus is saying for a command, or in the Bible, it looks like it's giving a command, don't do this, don't do that. But actually, in the Greek, it's saying you have to stop doing this because you're doing it and you need to stop it.
他说其实希腊文跟这个英文翻译是不太一样的哦，就因为在新约里你会看到耶稣好像讲说啊，不要这样不要那样，但其实他常常用的语句都是说停止这样停止那样，代表说你已经这样你已经那样，他是要阻止你这样子那样这样。
See, Jesus knows that these people are worried about their food and worried about their clothing and where they're going to sleep and things like that.
耶稣是已经知道这些人都在担心这个担心那个，不能没有东西吃没有东西穿，好，所以他要求他们停止再继续这样。
Okay, and then he gives a command and he says, stop. And the Greek here is actually saying, stop worrying about these things. So they are worried and they need to stop.
好，所以他这个其实希腊文是说对这些事情就有所忧虑。
Jesus is teaching these people, God will provide for you. You don't need to worry about these things.
耶稣是在教这些人说上帝都会提供，所以 你要停止有所忧虑。
God provides a solution for every problem you have in life.
上帝为所有我们生命中的问题都提供了解决之道。
Now God never said if you believe in Jesus Christ you won't have any problems. There's nowhere in the Bible where God promises you that if you believe in Jesus Christ you won't have any problems. What God is saying is that you will have problems, but I will give you the solution.
他说圣经里面从来没有讲过你如果相信了耶稣基督你就不会有问题。圣经里面有讲的是说不论你有什么问题在圣经里都会提供我们解答上帝都会提供我们解答。
The Bible tells us many times actually, you will have problems, you'll have suffering, you'll have adversity, you'll have prosperity, you'll have tests, you'll have temptation.
反而圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们一定会有问题，会遇见问题，会有灾难，会有诱惑，会有测试，试炼。反而是在圣经里面都讲得很明白，我们一定会遇到。
These things are for your benefit.
这些事情都是对我们有好处的。
Because when you face these conditions, you're forced to first want to know the Word of God, and then as you know the Word of God, to apply the Word of God in your life.
好，当我们遇见这些状态的时候，反而可以逼迫我们去学习上帝的话语，而且运用上帝的话语来处理我们这个生命的问题。
And like through this passage in Matthew chapter 6, God promises He will provide, He'll give you solutions, He'll give you everything you need.
所以就像这个马太福音第六章里面三十几节这里说的，就是上帝承诺我们，他一定会提供所有问题的解答。
As much as even giving us protection against Satan and satanic doctrine.
甚至他提到他会给我们保护让我们是得到了保护让我们不受撒旦的教导。
So no matter how small or how big the problem is, there's a solution.
不管是多大或多小的问题都一定会有一个解决之道。
Now it's not always going to be the solution that you want.
也许那个解决之道不是你自己喜欢的。
In fact, many times people miss out on the blessings because they think God is supposed to solve their problem one way, but God actually solves it another way, which is beyond how they thought.
因为很多人他就有时候失去对上帝的信心是因为上帝给了他这样子的解决之道但他其实他期待的是另外一种但不代表上帝没有解决哦。
And so they miss out on great blessings.
所以他们就等于应该说没有承接到这个祝福。
Okay. And sometimes they think, well, God should provide the solution now. Why isn't he giving it to me now?
还有就是我们常常会错失这个祝福是因为我们期待上帝现在就给我们这个祝福或这个解决之道但实际上这不是上帝的时间表。
And because they don't see the solution straight away, then they try to solve their problem by human means.
然后因为他没有在那个时间点得到他所谓的解决那他就开始没有耐心然后就用他自己的人类的方法要去解决。
And just for an example, maybe somebody is doing some injustice against you.
举一个例子也许有人呢就用一个非常不公平的状况来对付你。
Maybe they deceived you out of some money, for example.
也许他们就是让你没了钱就是他来欺骗你骗了你的钱。
Okay, and so now you want to get revenge.
那你结果你就想要报复。
Okay, but you think, oh no, I'll put it in the hands of the Lord.
然后你就想说，我要把这个事情放在上帝的手中。
God will take care of it.
上帝一定会帮我解决。
Now that's a good response.
这是一个好的想法。
But how long can you do that for?
但你能够用这个方式多久？
You see, you're applying the word of God. That's like Romans 12:19, for example. See, Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, I will repay.And he's quoting from the Old Testament, from Leviticus.
然后我们看罗马书第十二章十九节哈，那这边讲到说不要自己伸冤，因为听凭主怒，就是伸冤应该在神，不在自己。
So yeah, you can apply the word of God, but how long can you do that? Maybe that person is still going to keep deceiving you, or he's still going to have an injustice against you for another week or 2 weeks or maybe a month or maybe 6 months.
因为但是就是我们也许有了这样的一个态度，但是我们能保持这个态度多久？因为有可能那个对你不公的人，他还是继续对你不公，那很可能几天、几个礼拜，甚至几个月、几年，你能够保持这种深冤在主的这种心情多久？
But all the time, you've got these mental sins going on in your mind, perhaps. You know, there's fear and there's worry and there's hatred and there's bitterness.
因为你很可能也许嘴巴不说，但你的心里已经开始有一些罪，好，那你可能开始会讲一些有一些不好的想法，一种很苦毒的想法，然后记恨的想法等等的都全部出来了。
Yeah, and you might say, okay, I'm not going to touch that guy, and I'm not going to hit him. Some people, you know, sometimes that stress in the soul it becomes so much that they can get violent, and it even turns to murder.
他说，有的时候在我们的魂里面的那种。那种气愤，它可能会把我们压迫到后来是甚至有机会变成是一个杀人的行为。
Yeah, we had the example the other week about the Thai soldier who had an injustice against him, and that made him so stressed out. He killed 30 people.
就像前一两个礼拜前，泰国有一个军人，他受到不公平的待遇，结果他非常的气愤。气愤到后来，他杀了很多人。
He wasn't a believer, so he had no protection in the soul.
因为他不是一个基督徒，所以在他的灵魂中没有这样的一个保护。
Yeah, but even actually normal people, even unbelievers, should at least be able to reason it's against the law to kill people. Not even unbelievers can understand you don't go around shooting people.
那所以，但是即使是非基督徒他其实都知道他不能够拿着这个枪到处杀人，这是违反法令的，法律的。
But sometimes believers themselves, they get into a very high pressure situation, and they might be able to apply the word of God for a while, and they're thinking about God for a while, and yes, I love Jesus. But that attitude to maintain its length for the whole test, it's a test.
好，即使是基督徒，他有的时候呢，他了解神对我们的话语，也知道他应该怎么做。但是这样子的一个态度，你必须要坚持，好，不能够以自己的时间表来看这个事。
I've sort of got off the topic today. That wasn't what I was supposed to be talking about, but hopefully that will encourage you.
今天我们谈的呢，有一点点偏离原本的主题，但是我们希望今天所谈的是能够鼓励你。
And you need to understand that while we're teaching about the angelic conflict, you know, which is the ultimate goal in the Christian life, you need to keep up the studies of the basic doctrines.
就是我们在学习天使的征战，其实是要我们最终的目标，就是其实要多真正的学懂我们的就是研经，要了解圣经的所有的真理。
For example, basic doctrines like rebound.
那些基础的这些圣经的概念，包括像反弹。
And today we mentioned about the faith rest drill.
还有我们提到的这个信念与安息。
Living by faith, really, that's what it is. But we have a book about that called The Faith Rest Life.
好，我们有一本书是叫做信念与安息。
So that's, you know, one of the basic books that you can learn about from the website.
哦，这本书呢，大家也可以在网上可以找到。
I'm just going to show you the website here. You should be able to get this even in China. This is the China Grace Mission website.
这本书哈，其实在中国的网站上面，中文的网站上面也可以找得到。
And there's a whole list of books there that you can look through, and a lot of them are more basic doctrines, but there's more advanced doctrine there as well.
好，这里面不管是基础的或者是比较进阶的，对对，就是从基础的到进阶的各种的这个研经的内容都有。
Okay, so you have a lot of things that you can be learning outside of the topic of the angelic conflict.
所以这有非常多在天使之征战之外的一些主题。
Okay, and ultimately you need to understand those basic doctrines because that provides the fundamental base on which your spiritual life is based.
好，因为我们真的需要把这些基础的这些在生命中灵性生命需要学习的东西也都要学起来。
Okay, but for now, I think that's enough for tonight.
我们今天的课程先到这里。
Does anybody have any questions?
如果有问题的话, 我们现在来提问。
If you do have questions outside of the classroom, you can just type them through onto the WeChat group or onto the LINE group.
好, 如果课后还有什么样的问题的话, 大家可以在微信或者是, LINE的那个群里面直接发问。
Okay, but whatever questions you do have, the answers are going to be in the book. So that's why I recommend that you keep reading the book because ultimately they will be answered.
不论是什么问题, 他相信这些书里面都一定会有解答, 所以不论怎么样都希望大家课余还是要读书。
Okay, so anyway, we'll close off in prayer now.
好, 我们现在做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us tonight.
感谢天父给我们今晚的
We pray that you keep encouraging us and that we can have the wisdom and the humility to keep encouraging each other.
感谢上帝鼓励我们, 让我们能够有智慧和谦卑的态度学习。
And that also we encourage each other.
而且我们彼此鼓励。
To keep advancing by studying your word and applying your word.
让我们可以不断的成长, 能够继续的学习。 你的话语,
we pray that we can maintain an attitude of gratitude, even under conditions of adversity.
在各种压力灾难之下, 我们能够一直保持好的态度跟谢恩的态度。
Knowing that you're in control of the situation.
同时知道上帝你是掌控掌权的。
And that you provide for everything that we need.
而且你提供了我们所有一切所需。
Whether it's physical or mental or spiritual.
不只是身体的、心理的或者是灵性的生活。
And we pray that we can be faithful witnesses to your faithfulness to us.
那我们祷告祈求我们能够成为非常可信靠的见证人。
We pray also that we might have opportunities to spread the good news to unbelievers in this time of adversity.
而且我们也希望我们能够祷告得到更多的机会对未信者能够给予他们福音。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督之圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll see you all again next Sunday.
期待礼拜天再跟大家见。 因为他是讲的那个试探，我会觉得是，因为不能讲试探，因为我说测试或试验，不是试探哦。雅各书第几章？1章13节。雅各书怎么讲？英文是什么？
It's interesting. In the Greek, they use the same word for temptation and test. It's the same word, parasmos.
Okay. 他说在希腊文里面。 是把试探跟测试当作希腊文是同一个字哦。
So you have to look at the context.
所以你要看所有的内容。
Okay, and in this case, could be tempted, and temptation always means being tempted to do something that's wrong. Whereas tested, it doesn't have to be a thing to do wrong. If you say, like temptation normally means there's a temptation to sin.
好，他说这边这个英文这边的写法，哈，比较像是好像他要试探，好像是要引诱你去做错的事情，但是测试不见得是要把你引诱去做测试。Just
to give you an example, let's say you've got somebody and their friends are saying, "Hey, come out with us to a party and let's get drunk."
好像比如说有人来跟你说，哎，来我们的 party， 让你喝醉酒。
Now to go to a party, that's not a sin.
去一个 party 并不是一个罪.
And you know, to drink some, you know, just a small amount of alcohol, that's not a sin.
喝一些酒也不是罪.
Okay, but to get drunk is a sin.
但是喝醉了就是罪.
So when the friend is saying, you know, let's get drunk, that's the temptation to sin.
好，但是如果有一个朋友跟你讲说啊，来我们去买醉或喝醉，好，那这就是一个。 等一下要诱发你犯罪的一个试探。
Yeah, now some people might say, "Oh, this is a test that's come from God. God is testing me. Am I going to be faithful to God or not?"
他说也许有人会以为这是上帝在测试我哟，这是不是一个上帝的这个试探，有人以为这是不是上帝的试探。
That God has inspired my friend to try to get me away from, you know, going to church, maybe.
But you're saying that's not.
That's not from God.
好，他说如果你把它当作这是神要经由这个朋友来试探我，那就绝对神不会做这种事。
Yeah, but even Satan won't do that.
但是撒旦会做这个事。
No, he won't do that.
也不会做这个事。
Yeah, Satan's not going to waste his time with that. Yeah, your friend just wants you to get drunk. That's not from God, it's not from Satan. It's just your friend wants you to get drunk.
他认为这个是这个朋友要把你拉去喝醉酒。绝对不必讨论是上帝或者是撒旦要这样做。
But the thing is, God will not try to get you to sin.See, some people think if there's a test to sin, it's from God. It's not going to be from God. God will not try to get you to sin.
所以他所谓的这种试探，就是说上帝绝对不会试着引诱你去犯罪，这种试探是不会发生的。
And now God will give you tests.
上帝会给你测试。
Okay, and for example, from the Bible, to give an example, we see how that the Jews were at the Red Sea.You know the story well now by now, I think,、
yeah.
is that when they got to the Red Sea, the Pharaoh was going to kill them, and there was no escape.
好，像有一个好例子，就是当摩西带着犹太人要渡过红海前，看到就他到了红海旁边，后面有法老在追杀。
There was no human solution to save them from that situation.
在那样的一个状况里面，根本不可能有任何人类的一个方法可以解决的。
And all they could do was rely on the promise of God, that God said, you will go over the Red Sea and you will worship me at Mount Sinai.
然后呢，唯一他们能够依靠的是神给他们的一个承诺，就说你们会过得了海，然后到锡安山。
嗯，
这是上帝给的一个允诺。
So that was a test for them. See, God wasn't tempting them to do sin. He was testing them to trust his word.
所以在那个情况下，上帝给了他一个测试。这个测试不是要他们去犯罪，而是测试他们有没有信心。
And
所以上帝是会给我们测试我们的信心的。
Yeah. And like for example, you know, whether it's coronavirus or maybe the economy is collapsing, this is like a test.
像比如说现在武汉肺炎，或者是整个经济会因此整个崩盘。
Yeah, you might think I'm going to lose my job.
我可能会因此失去我的工作。
Well, it's not a sin to lose your job.
那你失去工作并不会是一个罪啊。
Okay, and you know, God uses these situations, he tests different people at different times.
所以上帝用各种状态来对不同的人，用在不同时间做不同的测试。
But he's testing your thinking. Are you going to trust in me that I will provide a solution?
这是对我们的一个测试，就是我们会不会相信，我们是不是真的能够信靠神。对、
yeah.
测试我们的信心是不是真的在那里。
But it's interesting, when you look at all the verse about tests and temptations, and you look at the context, it's just slightly different things, but it's the same Greek word.
所以我们要常常注意这个它是在希腊文是同一个字，但是那个状况你就会知道说，哎，它有的时候是在讲的是测试，有的时候是在讲的试探，或者是诱惑。
Mm-hmm.